Today, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, our thanks is to you, and it is a great thanksgiving, and let us keep our hearts full of thanks and love for you, Lord God, and let us remember our many blessings in life as we pray in Jesus' name and amen. Well, I have so many thoughts about what's going on in our country and in our world. We have many lands around the world, many countries, where there are great difficulties, and there are things such as hunger and poverty that make troubles for people and families. So we do want to avoid the problems that could happen in America. And what I think the biggest thing we can do is to have faith with God and ask Him to protect us. And a part of that is to be obedient to God as we ask for His protection and watchful eye over us. We have so many wonderful things to be thankful for. Things, yes, but also that we have salvation through Jesus Christ. We have a time of sharing and love in Christmas time. We have a time of sharing and compassion as we spend our Sundays with our Christian family. We have the Thanksgiving that we have with our neighbors that we are able to share and have fellowship with the neighbors that we have. Now, I'm not ignorant of the things that are going around in our world and in our community. We have plenty of problems. We have violence going on. We have people that actually hate one another. And so we have to figure out how we can teach people or tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. And then they make a decision for how to pursue Jesus in their heart and in their thought. And that's a part of what we do. We tell people about the good news of the gospel. But we do have troubles, and we want to prepare for what just might happen in our country. Now, here we are in December, and it makes me think back to December 7th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was bombed. It was quite unexpected, at least by the people of the United States. It came as a great shock, and people went to defend the country in the military. Thousands joined, and thousands of our military people died in World War II, preserving the freedom and the abundance of America. Well, we have things that are going on because we are in a spiritual battle. And that spiritual battle has an effect on our physical reality, our physical world. We have conflict and we have battles. We even have war and people who murder one another or who have a military desire to conquest another country, nation, or people. That is just going on, like all the time. So here we are, right at another anniversary of December 7th, 1941, where Pearl Harbor was bombed. And there are people who want to see America taken down. Now, you can call it destroyed if you want, because there are people who would say, destroy America. There are countries that want that to happen. And they are countries and people that want the resources that are in America. They want to take our metal, our trees, our water, our everything. They want it for themselves. And if you want to keep it, you might have a struggle to keep what we have in America. Okay, December 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And on December 5th, 2023, the FBI Director Wray spoke to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said, "I see blinking lights everywhere." And he was not reflecting on the Christmas lights. He was saying that there are blinking warning lights all over America, that there are troubles and dangers, including terrorist threats going on right now. So he was warning the country, of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee also, but it was a warning to you and to me that we have threats to the United States of America, to our way of life, to our supplies, to our bounty, all of it. We have threats going on. And maybe only a few people see that his words are a warning, but I hope you see that his words were a warning, because they are. And we can only guess what somebody wants when they take over America. There are people who want to do that. There are governments that want to do that. There are countries and peoples that hate America. And so here we are trying to preserve our prosperity and our bounty. But there are forces that oppose the goodness of America. And if you know about the food plants and processing food areas or factories that have been burned up in the last 2 years, it's a real problem, and it's going on right now. their difficulties with the wheat from Ukraine, the rice from India, the fertilizer from North Africa, the Chinese having storehouses of the world's supply of wheat, rice, and corn, where they now have a bunch over half. Half of the world's supply of wheat, rice, and corn is in China, and that means the rest of the world does not have very much. We see the warning lights flashing, and so far our government has not had the wisdom to do much of anything. Nothing good. It's up to you. If you want to be protected, you have to do something to make sure that you have provisions, food, and supplies to get through a hard time. That has never changed. It's been that way since the beginning of humanity, the beginning of man on earth. We have needed to have our own supplies, whether the supplies were to have a container of grain or bow and arrows to shoot an animal like a deer or any animal, a squirrel. When we get hungry, we really, really get hungry. And when our children, our babies get hungry, we really hurt. That's the way it is for people all over the world, in America, in China, Russia, Algeria, Congo, South Africa, Argentina. Just all over the world, when people have their babies hungry, crying, and not having what they basically need, people will take drastic measures to get what they need so they can feed their babies. And I'm saying, take those measures now, before you have to do something drastic, like invade your neighbor and take their rice, wheat, and corn. The farm animals, the work animals, the horses, the oxen, the cow. Do something to prepare so that you are not going to have your loved ones suffer, be hungry, or have shortages in your home. There is always something you can do to protect what is around you. You have to figure that out for yourself. How will you store whatever it is that you need? How will you protect whatever it is that you need? We have threats going on right now. The country has seen people call America their enemy. We have seen people in every country say they want the resources that America has, whether it was lumber, farmland, lithium, iron, anything. They want what we have, and someday we might have to protect our home and our land because there are people in the world who want what we have. We have quite a country right now where people are so comfortable that they do not recognize any threat to themselves or their loved ones. We are comfortable. We live in a fantasy world of computers, images, and plenty of food. So we are not starving. We're not thinking about what our fundamental needs are. We're pretty comfortable. But someday, It could easily change, and our dreams of fantasy could turn into desires for food and dreams of having enough like we used to in the olden days, which would be about now. So look at what the real problems could be and have some preparedness, because we have warnings right now. We are being warned by the world, but most people don't listen. They are looking at the fantasy world where they can be all consumed by images and ideas that come through the internet and think that they are actually doing things. Well, what are you doing to farm your food? What are you doing to have a storehouse of grain or other supplies? Do you have batteries? Do you have the fundamentals of what you need to live for you and your family? Probably not. But we have people coming to this country who are used to getting their basic needs through struggle. They have to fight to get the food that they want for their babies. They have to fight to get their food or their arms and ammunition. They have to fight to be a part of the government that supplies what they need. That's what they're used to, while we here in America are sitting pretty fat, dumb, and happy. We don't think we need to do anything to provide for ourselves. We think the government will provide our food and supplies because we get a government check. So we can buy what we need. And we can, as long as we have stores that are operating. But we have attacks that are going on right now of our government, of our electrical grid, of our water systems. We have attacks that are going on to probe how prepared the United States of America is to preserve what it needs to have life. We've had the Colonial Pipeline go up. We have had other pipelines go up that have threatened our fuel, diesel, and gasoline supplies. Even our natural gas has had some threats. But if we are not even aware that there are these problems, how can we be expected to do anything to prepare for the just in case? What if we don't have what we need? Then what would we do? What would you do if you could not buy bread? If you couldn't buy gas for your car? If the electricity wouldn't turn on? If you couldn't recharge your phone? See, all these systems have been under a probing attack for several years. Going back to 2011, San Jose, where the substation was under attack. North Carolina, another electrical substation under attack. There have been attacks on the great big towers that our electrical lines are carried on. There have been attacks on our water system. There have been attacks on our computer systems that we rely on to keep everything supplied to we, the people of the United States. And somehow, we just didn't know. Oh, what are we going to do? Is our government going to protect us? Well, it certainly is what much as they can. But you have the ability to do something too. You have the ability to protect yourself, don't you? Don't you have the ability to get a 55-gallon drum and fill it with rice, wheat, and beans? To get a grain grinder so that you can grind up that wheat and make bread if you need to? Buy some oil, sugar, salt, and flavors? Of course you do. But what are you doing? Are you anticipating that the Red Cross and the United States government is going to protect you? Well, maybe you're pleased with how they have protected you in the past. I remember Hurricane Katrina. The federal government, FEMA, took over 3 months to provide meaningful assistance to the residents of New Orleans and the areas around. Not easy, not good. There were some churches that really had some protective, they had some really good help for the people in need. But no, things changed. And even local governments were accused. Well, they did. They actually confiscated arms from people who would be willing to protect themselves and their food. So we have quite a situation going on. We have laws right now where the Court of Appeals are saying, maybe people should not be allowed to have semi-automatic rifles in the United States. That's going on right now. There are people who are facing great restrictions on what we thought were rights. And sure, as long as everything is going good, there's no problem. Everything is good. I have enough to eat. I can buy a rifle if I want. Whatever it is. I'm not sure. My cell phone works. Or does it? What would it happen if we had a real breakdown of the United States of America? And if you don't know, I'll just tell you, there are countries that are intentionally trying to wreck the United States of America, to stop our infrastructure, to stop our electrical and water. There have been attacks here and there across the United States. So what do you have in mind to do to protect yourself and your loved ones? If you think it's not possible to happen, then look a little further. There are plenty of people who say it's possible. And it's not like we really know that anything will happen, but we certainly know it is possible. And the Senate has had, and the Congress has had committees that have looked in the possibility of having our grid go down. And they say if that ever happens, people are going to die. This is a chance for you to get your insurance policy all lined up. And that means your insurance policy for food and supplies. Or maybe you don't think you need insurance, but you probably have it on your house and on your car. You might have health insurance. You might have things for the just in case. And what is reasonable for you to have? Well, you decide. You figure it out. Because some people will say we need food. Some people will say we need flashlights. And I know there are women who say, I need my lipstick. And sure, I don't blame them. Because they do. It's a part of who they are. And they have to preserve that image. So what do you need to preserve? Do you need to preserve that you are a loving mother or a father who's a provider or somebody who just cares for their parents or their church? Are you a pastor? What do you need to provide for people? I don't mean I know the answer because everybody has a different answer. But I know that if you have something and I have something and somebody over there has something else, we can help one another. And after all, that is what we do as a family of Christ. We help one another. But what do you do if you have nothing to help another person? Obviously, you can't help. I know I've been to countries where people, that's a hard thought because I can think of the people who I've seen that are just in desperation because they don't have water. They don't have food. They don't have warmth. Never mind the flashlight or the tools that they might need to do something. No, they don't even have the most basic needs to provide for their life. So do you have the most basic needs to provide for your life? Or do you think you're going to live in a forest or a jungle and you're going to be okay? Nope, 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 you won't. There is nothing that you can eat in a forest or a jungle that will sustain you for more than a few days. Yeah, you can get by for a few days. The military has classes about how you can survive for a few days. But if you listen to the military people that have been in a situation where they do not have proper water and food and supplies, they say you go without water for a couple of days, and sure, you can live, but you're not doing very good, and you will need a while to recover. They've done it. It's a part of their training. But you don't want to do it. You're probably not a young spring chicken like those military fellows and gals. You are probably going to be greatly weakened by not having those basics of what you need, whether it's food or warmth, of course, water. Do you have a spiritual, something to strengthen you spiritually? Do you have a hymnal? Do you have something where you can sing glory to God? Do you have a few people around you, or you can have a, call it a church service, but the point is a time when you are worshiping and honoring God. It's something that could easily break down, and how are you preparing for what some people want to bring to the United States of America? They want the United States to fail. They want us to be struggling and barely surviving. Why? Because we have some good stuff here. And there's a lot of people who want our good stuff. They don't want your crap. They don't want you. They just want your stuff. Whatever it is they can take to their own country and use. That's just human. When you look at the history of the world, go back as far as you want. Assyrians, Babylonians, Romans, Greeks, it's all been a struggle to take what they want and what they need so that they can survive, so their families can survive. And it's something that we as human beings will want to be aware that there are people who want what we have. And we have a strong military who can defend us. We have a strong police that can defend us. But we also have enemies that have already researched how they can stop our police, our military, our water supply, our food supply, our system of transportation, our computerization, the communication lines. It's all been studied. It's all been examined for how our enemies can stop the goodness that we have in America. How our food can be threatened. How everything can be destroyed in the United States of America. And that means you won't have what you need to live, and your family won't have what they need to live. You know what it is, don't you? The most basics are water, food, and warmth. But there are a few people who say they need this or that medicine. And you know, if we get taken over, that medicine is not going to be available. So at least have a look at what you can do to substitute for this or that. Because there are people and countries that want what you have. And they don't want you to live. They don't care if you live or die. And that's just a part of the world we live in. It's always been like that. And it still is. And you talk to the people who really are impoverished, and they will talk a little bit about that if you listen, but most people don't listen. Most people don't study to see what would happen if our country were infiltrated and attacked. Well, of course, it could never happen because we have a strong police and a strong military. Well, look at what they say. Sure, it's not easy. You have to do a little searching. Search out what could happen, and you will realize that we are more vulnerable than we ever thought. So look around to see why we might want to have some supplies, some food, a water filter, a wheat grinder, whatever it is. Look around. Don't be ignorant. Seek how you can understand what just might be coming to our country. There are people who easily and quickly tell us that they oppose the United States and its way of life. Some people oppose it politically. Some people say that we are wrecking the environment of the earth as a country. And we need to be gone, wiped out. Kill the people. We are destroying the earth. There are people who really do say that. And they say that so many Americans and Europeans need to die every day so that we do not destroy the earth. Now, it's something you find if you look. But if nobody ever looks, we just presume that other people believe as we do. But it's not true. They are not kind and loving people like we are. You know, that's a generalization. But that's what I'm doing here. I'm doing a generalization. People are different all over the world. Otherwise, you would not have violent attacks, murders, and military movements. Look around. Make sense of what's going on so that you can figure out how to live and how you can resist an oncoming force. It's not that I have one answer. No, I actually don't. But I see that there is reason to see that it's coming. And there is reason for you to understand why you should be prepared. I can't even tell you what to be prepared for, because there are so many different things that are a threat to our country, to our way of life, to you and me. We don't recognize it because we just believe people are good and they would never do that to us. Well, some of those people want to feed their children. And so they want whatever you have so they can feed their children and have a better life. We have just another thing that goes on with the normal course of events. We have people that want to live so that they do not become slaves. Now, you would say, how can that be? Well, that's because we live in so much riches right now. But in many of the poor parts of the world, if a person does not have what they need, they become willing to sell their time to work for somebody. They become willing to sell their body to get food for either them or the people they love. That's normal, and it's historical. Well, when I think of Genesis in the Bible, I think of the people of ancient Egypt. I think that's Genesis 47, where the people of Egypt did not have the food that they needed to live, so they were ready to sell first their whatever they had so they could buy food, and then they would sell their land, and then they sold their bodies, and they became slaves of Pharaoh so that they could live. That's a basic theme of humanity. And if it happened then, you know that it can happen again. So just have a consideration about what you can do to protect yourself. Do you need to have some food insurance or some insurance on anything else, your house, your car, your health? We have insurance, and there's people who understand that we need to buy things so that we can survive and live. There are many problems that could confront us, and to have the basics of life will help us to live just a little longer. Now, like I said, there was FBI Director Wray who says he sees the warning lights flashing. Lights are flashing. And you know he was not talking about Christmas lights. He was talking about the dangers to this country. We see it too. If you're just halfway awake, open your eyes. You can see the dangers. You can see that we could be in trouble very quickly. Everything could fall apart. I don't think in weeks, but I think in months. And there are other people who say, oh, we have a few years left. Well, if the world of the United States is falling apart, maybe you should get what you need now so that you can live a little longer. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, there is no problem. We will get by. Well, you have people warning about what could be coming. There are people in the Congress and the Senate who are saying warning. There's the FBI Director Wray, who says that the warning lights are flashing. Yeah, he gave that warning to the Senate committee. But he's not alone. There are other people who say, look out, we've got trouble coming. There's lots of reasons for it. You look for yourself and try to figure out where the points of danger are, what the warnings mean, and what you can do to protect life for you, for your loved ones. And there are examples. I think of the prophetic people. Now, I am a little bit or a lot cautious about prophetic people, but there are the prophetic people who talk about what is coming to America. And it's actually pretty notable for the people who give warnings. Of course, looking back, has it been 30, 40 years? There was David Wilkerson and Henry Groover, and Ken Peters and Dimitri Dudeman and Daniel Rhodes and Chuck Youngbrandt. And the last few years, there's been Dana Coverstone. And now there's Tiff Shuttlesworth. There's Perry Stone. There's lots of people who are really shouting out a warning. Do you hear the warning? Are you willing to listen to what just might be coming? Are you willing to do something to prepare for yourself and your loved ones, your neighbors, your families, even just plain you? What are you willing to do to see that you ought to prepare to have something happening? Now, we are at a time of joyful time of the year, and people celebrate the goodness of God and our wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ, through which we have the availability to go to heaven for eternity. So are you paying attention to that relationship? Do you have that relationship? Is it important to you? Or are you just looking at what you can get in this life from this world? We all have a different idea about what is important to us, and therefore what we are willing to do about what is coming. And of course, I can't say that I know for sure what is coming, but I know from history what the examples are of what is coming, and I know from prophetic people, like the ones I just mentioned, and they talk about what is coming to America. Hard times. Now, we have prosperity still, not so much as we did 5 years ago, but we can still buy food and supplies. Maybe you should make a plan to buy some food and supplies. Long-term food! And what would you do if the electricity went out for 5 or 10 months or 5 years? I mean, there are people who are planning to take America down by poisoning the water, by stopping the electrical grid from supplying power. There are people, and they are caught by our government from time to time. We hear the stories. Well, anyway, I do. If you listen, then you will hear them too. But most of us people here in the United States just want to hear the good news. We only want to hear how wonderful things are. But things are not all wonderful. And there are people and entities, demonic, evil things that are opposed to the goodness of the Americans. And that is something we just have to recognize, and we have to have our relationship with God, Jesus Christ, so that we can prepare for what just might be coming. After all, we don't like to suffer. We don't like our innocent family members to suffer. And that means there is something we can do about it now to prepare for the just in case. Now, I also know people who say, well, if it's coming, it's going to come because God allowed it. God allowed it. Well, I have noticed in Bible examples of history that the people have choices, and they can choose to live a godly life or an ungodly life. People can choose to have a storage of wheat and supplies, or people can choose to live as a nomad, a wanderer. People have choices, just like today, we have choices. Are you willing to get a little food insurance for you, for the people you love, or even your community? Let's say your church. Is your church willing to do something? Does your pastor know about this? Who is willing to do something? Or are you just going to live through what the consequences are that happen to people? Are you going to live with the things that are scheduled to come? Well, I say scheduled, but we know what happens to a sinful people. They get consequences, and that's what I'm calling a schedule. The consequences, we can't exactly say what they are, but we know that when there is a sinful people, the Bible has example after example that there are consequences. And usually there are great, big, terrible consequences. So, are you going to be prepared to live for God through Jesus Christ? To do His will? Be obedient to God? And even use your reason to find out that it is actually a good idea to have food and supplies on hand. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all say famine and war and pestilence, which is disease, are coming in the last days. Are you ready to get a few things to help you through that difficulty? Or are you just going to say, oh, that's what God has predicted, so I can't do anything? Well, God says a lot of things, and a lot of things happened to peoples in the past. And a few people could do something to make it easier for themselves and others. I don't know if that's you, but we can all sit back and die because we all will. Is that what our attitude is going to be? Just take me away, Lord. I'm done. I don't want to go through any pain. I don't want to show my compassion to other people. Is that what you are saying? Or are you saying, hey, I have a little bit of money here. I can buy some rice and wheat and flavorings, sugar, salt, and oil. I can be a help to people and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Or are you just saying, nope, I'm going to die. Oh, well, see you in heaven. Well, I hope you get there. That's something that is another point of study. What does it take for you to get to heaven? Of course, it's a relation with Jesus Christ. Are you being an obedient follower of Christ? Well, look at the matter, because there's a lot of people who think they are saved because they said a few words. But we have other parts of our Bible who says you have to do the will of the Father. You have to be born again. Is that you? Are you willing to do what it takes to be sure that you are that born-again person? I don't mean I know the answers. I'm not God. I don't know. But I know from my study of the Bible and of history that I want to be in the group that goes to heaven, and I want to do what I can do to get there. So I suggest, if you don't have the answers for yourself personally, that you look at what those answers are, seek them out, find out what the Bible says, and then do what you are called to do according to the Bible. That's God's word. Now, there are a lot of people who want to do what they think is right, but those people are not in charge of heaven. They can't let you in. God, through Jesus Christ, is in charge of heaven. And so, I ask you to look at what Jesus says. Do it yourself. I've known that there are pastors who have different ideas. And if you're going to tell me every pastor knows the same thing and will tell you the same thing, I'll say, no way. So you look for yourself, please. Read God's book, the Bible. It's a book of instructions to us. So have that look and see what you can see and what you can figure out, and then do what is wisdom right now. There's so many things that God tells us about how to live, and they are in his book of instructions, which we call the Bible. It's a great book, and we feel so much better when we know what God says and when we have a relation with Jesus Christ. So that's what I encourage you to do and to look at. See what God says. It's a wonderful book, and if we read it and have knowledge of what is being talked about, we say, oh, now I get it. Yes, Lord, I see. Thank you for showing me. So please have that look and try to figure out what the Bible says in its instructions to you. And be grateful for all that you have. Thank the Lord and make a relationship with God as you seek to be obedient and follow what he says. It's an amazingly wonderful journey, and we are grateful that God actually has a book of instructions. And if you think you can do it your way, well, that means it's your way. And you're not in charge of who gets into heaven. Jesus is. So follow his instructions and do what he tells you to do. Learn what it is by reading the Bible. Speak to other people and share the good news of the gospel with other people. It's wonderful and good and lovely, and it will help you ever so much if you read those words for yourself. And there's some people who don't like to read. And you can get the Bible on tape, and you can listen to it on a CD, and put that into your spirit and get an understanding of the character and nature of God. And you can see that God is love, and God is not what some of the other religions say, which is just telling you some other things to do that the God of the Bible would not tell you to do. Look for yourself. Seek God. Figure it out. It's a wonderful life that he has given us, and he tells us how to do things in the scripture. All sorts of things. Just right now I'm thinking of Ezekiel and how Ezekiel tells us how we are to tell people about a warning. And if you are a watchman, then you can also tell people about what the Bible says and warn them that they want to learn and follow Bible. Our God is a great God. He loves us so much, and he gives us a reward for the way we live. I hope that you have a look at all of that and try to figure out what it is that the Bible says so that you can follow it better and better and better. God gave us this book so that we can learn and do it. And then we can learn consistency for what we do and consistently do what God calls upon us to do. We have lots of lessons in the Bible, and we can learn how to do them, who our God is, and what pleases God for us to do. Now we have all sorts of things, just plain in life, that we want to show the goodness of God to other people. And maybe there's a few people who are missionaries to this country, or missionaries to another country. And that's something which every one of us can pray about and seek to follow. There's so many good things which we have in God. God, Jesus, is lovely. And we have warnings about what is coming. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. They all tell us about famine and pestilence and war coming in at the end of the days, at the end of the age. And, of course, we get to figure it out, just like we get to see how are we going to recognize the horsemen that come in the book of Revelation. Well, there are things that we can prepare for when we understand what is coming, but we have to search it out. Otherwise, we go along blindly, and the blind leading the blind usually don't go to a place where they want to go to. We want to see where we can go. Now, I do have concerns about what is coming, and I do have a preparedness, a few pages, call it a pamphlet, and I will be glad to send that to people if you would just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. It is my ideas, but it is still motivation so that you can see what kind of things you might want to have. And everybody has their own idea, so I ask you to also look and see what is important to you to have if a time of trouble comes. And we know just by looking at the world, there is trouble in the world, and that trouble could come to America very easily. So have a look at and see what you would like to have to prepare for hard times. And right now, it's the time of the year where we are celebrating Jesus Christ. And people give people gifts. And maybe you will give a gift to another person of supplies that would be very nice to have if hard times come. Maybe you're going to give that gift to yourself or people in your family, so that if there is, just like Matthew, Mark, and Luke say, famine and war and earthquakes, how would we get through a time of difficulty? Well, we would need water, food, and warmth. Now, in some of the other broadcasts that I have made, I've talked about the conditions and what they would be like, and the successes and failures about people who bring help to other people. It's something which we can be aware of, that there really could be some hard times coming. I hope you do make a few efforts to do things. If you would like to listen to any past broadcast, by all means, please do. It's available at www.christtoday.org. And I do happen to like the December 9th and the December 16th broadcasts of Christ Today. So maybe that's something you'd like to do too. Oh, and then I do have the free preparedness pages that if you just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I can get that back to you. Now, I don't have a car right now, so it's going to be a little while for me to, not that long, but it's not going to be immediate for me to get that to you for just what I have to do at the post office and getting things sent off. So, but I if you write me, I'll remember it for you and get it done. Just won't be as soon as you might expect. Yes, so call me, write me, John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Always keep our family of Christ in prayer. So many people need prayer. So many people are having troubles. All sorts of things are going on. All sorts of problems within our church and within our family and within our society. Pray for the missionaries. And thank you for any prayers you have for me. And so by all means, feel free to write me, and may God bless you and that which you have in your heart to do for Jesus Christ. God bless you, and amen.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Give me shelter, cover me with your mercy.